Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. I'm here with my a lovely and talented co-host, Emily, as always, and we're ready to chat about this week's a GH. So let's get to it. Hey, Em.
Okay, before we go into it, because I know we're going to get, like, lose track of time like always, I have announcements to make, everyone. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night,
yes,
we have singer, songwriter, and photographer, Lauren Danae. I went to school with her, actually, guys. That's how I know her, and I happen to find her again. So she'll be on our show tomorrow night at 5 Central.
Wait,
then next Thursday night, we have Jen Lilly at 5 Central.
Yes, we do.
Is that it?
You know, and
that's it.
I am so looking forward to that Jen Lilly interview. It has been
I'm
a
so
year
excited.
And a half.
I can't even believe that it's going to happen. Like, I'm just...
I'll it has been
out.
A year and a half since Jen was on the show. So I am
and
so
I've
looking
never
forward
talked to
that.
Her, except on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
So I'm super excited because she's amazing.
You know,
plus, like,
and
she's
I'm working
kind
on
of a
something
legend
for,
in her own way.
Absolutely, she is. You know, and I'm working on something for Tuesday that...
So
I don't
nice
really have
busy.
Have a final details of it yet, so I can't say.
Gotcha.
But
we'll keep y'all posted. What
absolutely.
Do. And it'll
you
be
know,
on Twitter because, you know, Cody and I can't breathe without tweeting, so.
pretty much this is true. And back to Jen Lilly for a second. You know this, and I know this, and Jen's fans know this. Jen is one of the sweetest, most a kind-hearted ladies out there.
Absolutely. Well,
so,
I love her, and I can't wait to talk to her. And, like, she's Shane and Kim Lilly Donovan's daughter. Like, how could she? I mean, you know, her character is. Like,
right.
How can she not be amazing? I was, like, the reason I started slowing down, I was trying to make sure I was right, but it is right. She's Shane and Kimberly's kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, wait, is she Shane? Yeah, she's Shane's kid. I was thinking she was Kimberly and somebody else, but she's Shane's kid. Anyway,
Shane's
General
kid, yeah.
Hospital. So, first of all, I have one more announcement. It's super exciting. Okay, so all my girls out there, you already know this. We were freaking out over it on the phone last night. Jeannie Francis has been announced. Jeannie Francis is doing 3 fan events, one on Long Beach, Long Island, one in Astoria, and one at Uncle Vinny's in Jersey in March of 2015. I am so excited that she's doing this. Even if I don't get to go, that's still information and pictures. So anyone who's considering going, please let me know because I have no problem going. I just have to have a chaperone because I'm underage. So anyone who wants to go, let's all, like, tweet me and we can just totally talk about it because that would be super awesome. And I'm trying to convince Cody to go, so tweet at him and harass him. Okay, General.
But I welcome all harassment. Trust me.
Yeah, he
must, I welcome
he's
it all.
Used to it. Okay, I want to set this up for you guys. So. Yesterday, you guys know Carly, Sunny, and Kissed yesterday, and I was dying because I love them. Where are the Carly and Sunny fans at, by the way? Everybody tell me if you're a Carly and Sunny fan because I can't find any besides Cody, but he's a fan of everyone. Anyway.
Pretty much.
So he texts me, and I was in, like, in cooking class, but I didn't see his message until I was on my way to anatomy. So I opened his message, and I see it, and I was like, You spoiled it, like, you ruined it for me, like, it could have been a surprise, because I don't read Twitter when I'm not home. And so then I try to call him to, like, freak out over the phone, but Cody does not answer the phone, so I had to keep it to myself. Then, as if that wasn't enough, an hour later, I'm walking to my car, and I get the little notification from Jeannie Fan telling me about the event, and I literally scream out loud, like, I tweeted Uncle Vinny's and told him I screamed out loud. So,
and that's when you texted me in all caps.
Absolutely. I text in all caps. It's not just you. It's everyone. I tweet and I text in all caps. The majority of my conversations are in all caps because I just need to make life more exciting. I'm loud. That's what it is.
Fair
really.
Enough.
Anyways, okay.
Fair enough.
So also this week.
I live
week,
life out loud. That's what I always say. You know?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. So this week we had Robin come back. We had Victor come back. Oh, shout out to Teo. Is that how, yeah, that's how you say it. And his 3-piece suits, because his 3-piece suits as Victor Cassadine just bring me life. Like, only Victor Cassadine could walk in there in a 3-piece suit.
In
and
a 3-piece
look
suit?
Fly.
Just, yep, absolutely.
Well,
you
because
know,
it's, like, so out of date. That's an 80s suit, but, like, only he can make that look fly.
Exactly. You know, And I'm getting off topic here, but can we just say how incredible of a guy Teo Pinglis is?
Oh, I love him.
I love, you know,
like
that man.
There's
is,
nothing that I don't love about him.
He is one of the smartest guys on any topic
absolutely.
That you could possibly think of.
I agree. He absolutely, he amazed me when we had him on the show because he's just, so full of information. I just, didn't have to do that much work. I just sat here and listened to him because he literally talked to the whole show, which I don't mind,
there,
which is wonderful.
I could sit there and listen to a Teo Pinglis talk all day. It's just not even funny.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I say about what's that guy that I love. Crap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who is it? Oh, Trace Adkins. I tell everybody I can listen to Trace Adkins read me the phone book all day and be perfectly happy.
I can see that.
I'm cursed. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to curse. I love you all.
Okay.
I didn't realize I cursed till it was already over. But anyway, okay. Okay. Yes.
What was your favorite moment of the week? I think I know.
Oh,
but
Carly and Sonny kissed.
The Carson kiss?
That was my
absolutely.
Favorite. Absolutely. That was my favorite. What was your favorite?
My favorite moment of the week actually happened today. It was the Carly Morgan scene.
Oh, no.
It was the...
I also liked that Max and Nathan scene.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, another moment I liked, and I don't know if it was this week or last, I think it was Monday, was when Nina was like, Nathan, you're in love, or James, whatever she calls him, you're in
mm-hmm.
love with Max, you just admit it, I know you are. He's like, okay, I love Max, mm-hmm. and then I was like, oh, well, of course you do.
Yeah, but that a Carly Morgan scene today in the hospital, it was just, it was full of emotion,
exactly.
And I mean, and those two actors just brought
out,
it, you know.
Quick shout out, Mar West, you looked amazing today, doll, if you're listening.
Mar
you're
West wasn't
up, but
no. I think I tweeted this out. I go, and this is Ava Carly round number 2,476, and here we go.
I wish they would have fought, but two out of the three good fights they've had, Ava's been pregnant, so Carly's can't throw down. You know, I love to watch her
exactly.
throw down.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Do you remember that first day when they found out she was pregnant and Carly was gonna hit her, and Sonny's like, Carly, you don't wanna do this here. You're gonna hurt.
Don't
just think about
her,
the baby.
Yeah.
She's like, mm-hmm. If I punch her in the face, it won't hurt the baby.
Exactly.
That's my kind of girl right there.
Hey.
But she looks great today, so yeah.
We do have a caller on the line. Hold on.
Yay.
This is our, she's been a friend of the show and a friend of ours for probably years. Hold on.
Okay.
Celia, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey,
I'm having a mental breakdown. I'm having a mental breakdown, but I am here.
What's wrong, babe?
Stupid show. My stupid show is being retarded, and I'm so
I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about Big Brother. But
yeah.
The feelings I'm having right now are so, Jarly 99 feelings that it's real, people. It's real.
Oh, my gosh. I was dying in public yesterday when Cody told me that Carly and Sonny kissed. I was dying, and I was in public, and there was nothing I could do about it. And it was I was in pain. I was in physical pain. Then I left school. After I found out about Genie, they said they were announcing at 4, but that's 3 o'clock for me. I forgot. So I'm walking out of school. I find that out. So then I went to Walmart, and I called Nancy up. You guys know Nancy. She calls the show a lot. Call Nancy up and start screaming. We start screaming together and flipping out, and it was just great. Okay, Celia, what was your favorite moment of this week's GH?
I don't know. I didn't know. Well, let me think about it. You talk, and I will be
okay. So, let's see. Also, we have, everybody who's listening / on Twitter / calling us tonight, tweet at me, call me, do whatever. Give me who you think is going to play Jason, because I know everybody thinks Billy Miller, but contrary to popular belief, he is not the only option. So, please, come up with a thesis and tweet it to me, because I would like to know.
You know, Well, Ophelia's thinking of her favorite moment. Let's do Prime Performer of the Week real quick.
I forgot we had to do that. Okay, go ahead. You go first.
For me, this was a tough one for me. Because
that's why I made you go first.
They all just brought their A game, at least this week, for me.
I agree.
They all just brought their A game, so I'm just giving it to the whole entire cast.
That's weak. Pick somebody, Cody.
I know it's a cop-out, I know.
Just the first name that comes to your head. It doesn't have to necessarily be the best one. Pick one. Just the first one that you can think of.
I know you'll love this, Celia. Probably Carly.
Queen Carly, you mean? No,
yes,
not
Carly.
Anymore.
No.
She is the
same
queen.
I have to say Michelle Stafford is mine. Nina is batshit crazy, and I'm loving
every
bit
second
of it.
Her
Me
and
too.
Franco
every
are a pair
second
made
of
in
it.
Heaven. Her and Franco are a pair made in heaven. A reformed fury,
you know,
killer, psychopath.
I tweeted this out the other day. I go, a Franco Nina, a match made in psychopath heaven.
It really is,
yeah.
To be honest.
It is.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I have to pick one. Shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Crap. You picked Carly, and I'm like, I was going to pick that, but I'm not now because you picked her. Okay, I'm giving it to Brian, Craig, Morgan, I love you.
That was my second
okay.
choice.
Actually, just kidding. No, I'm not giving it to, well, him and Lisa Cicero because,
mm-hmm.
oh, my gosh, first of all, that woman is just stunning, and every time she's on TV, all I do is, like, stare.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, she's so perfect.
Oh, drunk
like,
Olivia
why?
This week. Did you see? Oh, my God, drunk Olivia
yeah.
this week. That was hilarious.
Oh. How perfect was that Ned and Olivia kiss? Can we just take a moment? Like, oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. No, but seriously, I swear, every time she's on, she's just more gorgeous. Like, she's, like, the most perfect human specimen. It's just not fair. That Lisa loves
her. Olivia?
Oh yeah, she's so beautiful. I don't understand.
I love Lisa. I'm not a big fan of Olivia. I kind of never was. I was always on the fence with Olivia. Like, I could leave her and take her, but Lisa is gorgeous. I have to agree. Lisa is gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
Like, I love Lisa, and I love Olivia most of the time. Okay, first of all, can we just, okay, when Sonny was like, he walks up and sees him kissing, and then he walks past, and he's like, Ned, give my regards to Lois. I was dying. I was like, yes, you go, Sonny.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably
even
the
though,
funniest line of the week.
Even though I was totally on Olivia's side, I was like, you go, Sonny. That was a good one. Even
that was probably the
Lois
funniest line of the week.
But aren't him and Lois, like, divorced or something? No, either
allegedly.
Way. But
they're divorced,
probably.
But they're the love of each other's wives. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they're divorced, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, and apparently her and Lois, like, knew, like, Olivia and Lois were, like, tight. I didn't know that until, like, this week because I heard it because apparently. But.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember that, guys? You remember that scene where, like, Alice is sitting there and in walks Ned, Michael, and Morgan? I'm like, here come all of the attractive quartermain men. Like, let's just take a moment and watch them walk through this door. Even though Morgan's not a quartermain, they all three walked in at the same time. I was like, basically, here comes all the gorgeous quartermains.
Like,
yeah.
Here comes all the gorgeous
yeah.
quartermains.
Absolutely.
I'm one of the funnier lines to me. I think Ned said this. He said something like, the quartermain name is not much of an honor anymore or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he said, I agree, too.
And I
oh,
go,
also,
truth, Ned,
okay.
truth.
When Olivia was like, I'm out of line, I'm like, climbing you like a jungle gym just to stick it to Sonny. And then he's
right.
like, I'm happy to oblige, it didn't bother me a bit. And then he winked at her, I like melted.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I know.
First of all,
when they did the casting of Michael and Morgan, they did such a great job. Because Michael looks
mm-hmm.
like Sean, like a mix between Sean and Steve, and Morgan
mm-hmm.
looks like a mixture between Laura and Sonny. More Sonny.
Right.
Absolutely, they're the perfect casting. But when Ned like winked at Olivia, he's like, "I was happy to oblige." I was like, "You bet you were. You're so beautiful." Like, and no, because I like Ned just because Ned
right.
is, like, such a stand-up guy. And
he
like
really
that
is.
makes him hotter to me. Like, first of all, he's very nice looking. Shout out to you, Mr. Wally Curse, for having great genes. But not only that, he's just like a really stand up guy. Like, his character is just this really awesome, upstanding guy, and I really just like that. I think that makes him hotter. It just does. Right, Celia, back me up here, girl. It makes a man hotter when he's all respectful and upstanding. Did she die? Celia?
Nope, she's still on.
Oh, well.
That's
she's supposed to be my wing woman.
Apparently.
I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm just
going to talk to
the
wrong
speaker.
I can hear you guys.
Yeah.
I just have
you
on mute.
Totally
a friend of mine just pulled up. My friend just pulled up. And I had you on mute. I was doing something right now.
Oh, it's cool.
That's fine.
Anyway, what else was I going to say? Forgot.
I love the shout-out. I love the Brent shout-out about Morgan being hot, which was so cool.
That was pretty cool.
Also, I love the Knots Landing mention.
Mm-hmm.
Knots Landing DVDs shout-out. I bet you guys just borrowed those DVDs from Ron, because, you know, Ron's obsessed with friggin' Knots Landing, and it's not even... I don't get it.
Your butt might get wet.
And then, you know what's even... Okay, my mom told me this. Her best friend, his name was Lonnie, and he was this gay guy, right? Okay, Lonnie was amazing. I never got to meet him. He unfortunately died, but Lonnie, okay, she was like, when we worked, he owned the beauty shop she worked in. He's like, when we worked, she said when they worked that they had to be out of the beauty shop on Knots Landing night by a certain time, so Lonnie had time to cook, shower, and then sit down to watch Knots Landing.
Wow. Hey.
It's cute.
I'm just throwing this out there. It may not happen, but I would love to have, in a joint interview, Perry Shin, Mark Anthony Samuel, and Ryan Carnes.
That would go crazy. Can I be Ryan Carnes' best friend? Like, I don't want to marry him because I'm taking Nick Cassidine. But, okay, Lucas, okay, I never realized how attractive he was. So he was stripping at the nurse's ball, and I was like, yes, you go, sir. The only thing wrong with that nurse's ball striptease is that Nicholas was not in it. That would have made my day. Actually, I probably would have fell off my couch and melted into a puddle.
I probably had to come visit you in the emergency room, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, he would have kind of had to hose me down. Cody asked me that one day. He's like, do you need me to hose you down? Like, Cody, I'm glad we're so close that we can say these things to each other.
Exactly.
I know, right?
Because with anybody else, I probably would have been slapped at this point.
Exactly, but he loves me.
This is
guys,
true. I do.
I don't really need to say this, but for those of you who don't know, I'm in love with Nicholas Cassidine / Tyler Ristover. But you probably all know that if you've ever listened to this show before, because that's all I ever talk about. Oh, and
you know,
look, that's a segue into my weekly, or my bi-weekly, Tyler Christopher Marry Me moment. Okay, moving on.
You know, I don't think, for the record, I don't think there's ever been a show a recap show, at least, or you've not asked at least one guy to marry you.
Well, you know, I'm just getting it out there. I'm getting the word out there. Actually, no, after watching him on Wife Swap, I don't want to be his wife. I want to marry the fictional character, not the actual actor, just because I don't do nature, and the beach thing would not, yeah. No, I don't want sand in places sand should never be.
I love the beach.
I feel like that sounded a lot dirtier than it was supposed to sound. I'm just saying, I don't do nature, okay? And Tyler, all they do is ever is like hang out on the beach and like weigh their food to like, you know, all they eat is vegetables too. Like, no. And I don't want to go on the beach. Like, I would be like Ron's wife, like on that show. Like, I do not want to go and get in the dirt or in the sand, because sand gets in places that you can't get it out of. And like, I'm not here for that.
Mud does too, by the way. Mud is the same way. Like, we used to get in mud fights like all the time when I was a kid and a teenager. And as like I'm taking a shower, I'm finding mud in places. I'm like, really? No. Yeah, it's interesting.
I don't think, I don't like being dirty.
It was
dirty
fun. And then I would find, like, 20 bruises on myself because rocks were involved in the mud. And, yeah.
I don't like
a tomboy, aren't you, Celia?
Do what?
A bit of a tomboy there, aren't you, Celia?
I've always been a tomboy, yes.
I hung out with
the
guys.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Friday confessions. I hung out with guys. I had a few.
I do too.
But I hung out with the guys, the boys.
I hang out with guys, but I don't want to get dirty, and I don't want to get. No, I don't do nature. I like, okay, if it's not chlorinated and
it's
purified,
fun.
I'm not swimming in it.
It's fun though.
Mudding?
I love
mudding. I need to go mudding.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mudding is different. You don't get dirty when you go mudding if you go in a pickup.
Yes,
so
you do.
If you go in a truck and roll the windows up, you don't.
The way we do it
just
in Tennessee,
saying.
You do.
If you go on a four-wheeler, you do,
okay,
and they hit the puddles.
I don't want to go on a four-wheeler. They're going to get dirty. My mom and her friends used to go in their Jeep. I'm like, no, but okay. I have an idea. Oh, Steely, you missed the other night. We had an interview. Okay. We have decided that all of our former guests / our peeps like you that live in Tennessee, we're all going to, like, try and get, like, all of us together one day.
Awesome.
So we're all going to try and do that. Because Cody and I already know we're going to get together one day soon. So we're trying to fix it so
Let's
that we can
Nashville.
Get many people.
Nashville's, like, really close
oh,
to
yeah.
me.
Oh, yeah. Cody and I already decided we were doing Nashville. Oh, really? You're that close to Nashville? Awesome.
I'm 3 hours. Like, I can get to Nashville in 2.5 hours.
I'm an hour from Nashville.
I hit 40.
I'm a half an hour from Nashville, so.
Yep.
But Cody and I were thinking of Nashville, so we're thinking about getting everybody together and just having our own little fan club meeting.
Yep.
Yes.
I have family in Nashville, so we've got a place to hang out, so.
For sure. Okay,
yep.
Guys, I have the perfect idea. Okay, guys, I know that, like, we're in the early stages planning this, but my school, the way my school works, we go all the whole year. Well, I get out in May because I'm a senior, but we go the whole year, but we have two-week breaks in between, so, like, at the end of each quarter. So, in October, first 2 weeks of October, I have no school, so that would be a great time. And then I'm out for Thanksgiving, and then I'm out for Christmas. Like, they packed it all in there. Like, it's just great.
Mm-hmm.
So your school's, like, all year round?
Yeah, but this is the first time I've been here because, you know, I just moved here. But we go, and then for 9 weeks, then we're out for 2 weeks, and we go. Then we go another month, and we're out for Thanksgiving. Then we go till Christmas, and we're out for 2 weeks. Then we get out again at spring break, and then out in May.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think they have to go back. Like, we get out in May or something, or they keep going, and then they get out for, like, a month, and then they go back in August, but I'm a senior, so I get out May 15th, and I'm finished.
Sweet.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, so let's try for October. For sure.
I'm down with it.
I'll announce it on Twitter. Well, you're down
I'm
with
down
everything,
with
Cody. I already knew that. You and I are always there, so.
Pretty much, yeah.
You and I are always in. And Celia's in for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like.
Just tell me where
to
be, and
here.
I'll work my magic.
Tell her where to be.
We're always
and we're
down for
early,
anything.
So she'll be there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, just tell me where to be.
Exactly.
Don't tell me the planning. Just tell me.
I'll put out a Twitter announcement, and I'll put it on my blog and everywhere, and try to get everyone together. Hopefully, it'll work out. And I know Nancy lives in Franklin, so that would help.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of blogs, have you read my latest blog, Celia? Speaking of blogs.
No, I haven't. I haven't been
I read it
lately.
I should write some new ones.
I've been in
I'll send it to you.
Big Brother.
After the show, I'll send it to you.
Watching.
Okay, Celia, you need to start sleeping and stop watching Big Brother at 2 o'clock in the morning. Jesus. That's all she knows.
It's summer. Oh, it's summer. This is my guilty pleasure.
What are you going to do when September comes and this show ends?
It's going to be dead. But then I'll have my primetime shows back on. So
that's
I'll be okay.
That's a great segue into this. September 24th at 9, 8 Central, everyone. Law & Order SVU, and I will be live tweeting it, as that is my favorite show on television, except for the soap. So I will be live tweeting that. If anyone cares to join me, we will have a party.
Yep.
Cody, you're going to watch it. I'm going to make Cody watch it, guys, and get him addicted. Because once he watches it, he's going to love it. So we might as well just have him watch it.
But then you have to watch it from the beginning. Watch Elliot Olivia.
And then you die, and your soul escapes your body, and
You know, I love crime drama shows, but I've never watched a day of Law and Order.
So you're gonna start SVU.
I like SVU the early season.
I can identify the season based on her hairstyle. What up?
I know, that's me too. It's scary. Cody, I can tell you what year
hair.
Because of her hair. And, Sarah did it for 5 years. I can tell you what year because of her hair. Because her hair always...
Have you ever seen the show Castle?
I've seen it, but I don't like it.
I love that show. Y'all need to start watching
it.
I love it.
Okay, I've watched it before, but I didn't get into it. But I'll watch it. But you have to watch Law and Order with me if I watch Castle.
I'll do it.
Elliot, come back now, please.
Oh, my Lord. You know what really kills me is when Elliot left, got a new writer, and the writer was like, if Elliot was here, I'd totally write for Elliot and Olivia. And I'm like, of course
you would. Really? Bring him back. Give him whatever he wants. Give Chris whatever he wants. Bring him back.
Yeah. Somebody was like, did you ever think of Vincent and Amaro? He's like, no, I didn't want to go from 12 years unrequited love to let me screw my new partner. Basically, he didn't say it quite like that, but I summarized.
Hey,
it is true. It's bad when the actor and the actress is they're the love to each other's lives, pretty much. Not in those.
That
terms,
was a basis for the show. And sometimes it's I'm glad it didn't happen, and sometimes I'm like, oh my Lord, just do it already.
Sorry to interrupt your a fangirl moment, but
No biggie.
Did you see the pictures from a GH Fan Club weekend the other weekend?
Of course I did. I stalked everyone that went because I couldn't go.
We are going to Fan Club weekend sometime.
Oh, absolutely. We should all get together. I want to go meet Jeannie Francis. That's my life goal. I actually told her, today in cooking class, we had to talk about one good thing that happened to us this week with, cooking and sewing, and it's home ec, basically. So she was like, anyone want to volunteer to tell? And I told her, nobody in this is going to know who it is, but I know you will. I was like, and I told her, she's like, oh, my gosh, Luke and Laura. And I was like, yes, thank you. Thank you for being more than an egg in the 80s, like everyone else.
Well, I'm going to get off here.
Thanks for calling us, girl.
Yep, thanks, girl.
No problem. And
love you.
I love you, too. And I will call back in next week.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Alrighty, love y'all. Bye.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. That was kind of fun, wasn't it?
It's always fun when Celia calls us. Her and Christy and I were on the phone until the other night till 1 in the morning.
Wow.
We did a conference call.
Sweet. Even though I've never met Celia in person, I just love her to death, you know.
Absolutely, me too. I'm gonna put out an announcement. I'm announcing it here. Anyone who is in the state of Tennessee, you don't even have to be in the Nashville area, if we know you, if you talk to Cody and I, if you call the show, if you are a former guest, please let us know, and we are going to try
Absolutely.
To get everyone
let us
together.
Know. You know,
we would love to meet you all.
In the last 20 seconds of this live stream, do you have any spoilers or anything for GH?
Spoilers? No, I have been so behind because I'm working on the tool.
Spoilers and casting stuff.
I know that Jason's coming back because Michael Easton told his people at his fan event, but he wouldn't say who was playing Jason.
GH is casting. So I just retweeted this, or or they tweeted this out. If he's just casting like a 30 to 45 year old nurse for a short term role, I don't know what that's about. But anyway,
I don't either. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's a weird casting call. That's a strange casting call, actually.
It kind of is.
That's.
I wonder if it's code or something.
That's a very wide range. It's probably code. Well, you know, they do that a lot.
It must be an actress and a stunt woman.
And a stunt woman. Huh. It'll probably
be
one of the monster lackeys. It must
probably
be. Well, you know, a while back when they were, like, bringing everyone back and it was, like, not supposed to be out there, there was a list of people on contract and they had fake names on there. And, like, they had named Toria because she looks like an actress named Victoria Justice. They had named Tristan Rogers something because there was, like, these horse people from Australia that had the same name. Like, they're creative with it. So.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
Me and my friends spent the whole day trying to crack the code one day.
I do want to tell you this. I got a confidence booster today.
Yes, you told me, I think.
I think I texted it to you. About
I forgot. I have short-term memory loss. Oh, yes, you did. Tell the class.
Share with the class, okay. You know, our friend Mandy from the Bay, who is just an absolute doll.
Shout out. We love you, Mandy. You're amazing.
I love Mandy to death. She's an absolute doll. I had asked if Martha Madison, a day's former Belle Black, and she played Liz for like 2 weeks. Jesus Liz for like 2 weeks.
Wait, who'd she play?
In the Bay. Huh?
Did she play for like 2 weeks?
GH's Liz for like 2 weeks.
That's right. I forgot about that.
A Liz for like 2 weeks or a month or something. And
yeah.
And she's on the Bay. I had asked Mandy if she was available for an interview, but she's like, she's pretty strapped for time with work and the new baby and everything else and her radio show, but she said to tell you, talking about me, she said to tell you that she thinks you're an absolute doll. And that just really boosted my confidence.
It's right always nice. Like, well, okay, guys, I'm going to share, even though it was kind of, you know, whatever. So I was DMing Patsy Pease after she's on the show. And she was like, love you. And I was like, oh, I love you too. We're like best friends now. Like, I was so happy. Just because we were DMing each other, like we were old friends, like it was no big deal. And I was like, I am talking to Kimberly Donovan.
Patsy is pretty incredible, though, isn't she?
She is. I love her. We get to talk to her.
I love Patsy to death.
I'm excited.
Uh-huh.
No, was I not supposed to say that?
What? What?
That we're going to talk to her again because of the anniversary. Was I supposed to keep my mouth shut? I apologize.
Oh, that was fine. I was actually gonna mention that anyway.
Well, go for it.
In 12 days. Good Lord.
Really? Is it only 12 days?
That's getting close. 12
Please
days.
Don't cry.
Emily is gonna be taking over the studio.
Emily's
that's
going to be
kind of a scary
the whole
thought.
Show.
That's kind of a scary thought. I'm taking over the studio for me.
Here, let me translate Cody for you. Emily's going to be effing up the show. That's basically what Cody means, because I suck at running studio, but whatever.
Oh, anyway. All you're doing is bringing callers on.
That's true, but I screwed that up before, so, you know, pray for me.
No comment.
But, yeah, nice.
Anyway.
Good save. Good one.
Em is going to be taking over the show for me, for the studio at least, and we're going to play a version of This Is Your Life. We'll have, hopefully, past guests, past callers of the show, like hopefully Celia, Chrissy, people like that, will call in and share their favorite moments from the show. So, and I will try my best to keep it together.
You forgot something. I'll tell them since you
what?
Forgot a detail. While we wait for callers, Cody and I were
playing the
host and co-host version of the Newlywed Game.
Absolutely.
So basically, he'll write questions for me. No, just kidding. Yes, okay. He'll write questions for me. No, that's wrong. Shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He'll ask me questions about himself, and he'll have his answer. And if I'm, that's how it works. All right, well, it'll be the same way. So that reminds me, get your questions ready, son. You need to do, I'm going to do 15, because that seems like a good number.
I've come up with about 11 or 12 of my own, so.
I probably won't do 15. I'm, an overstatement, but,
I'm still working.
So
I've come up with about 11 or 12 of my own. I'm still working.
I haven't started yet, so, you're ahead of me already.
But yeah. Like I said earlier.
Guys, I get to go eat Chinese. I'm really excited. I love you.
I'll try and keep it together for our
please do, because I'm not in here for, like, we need to be happy. Instead of us, crying and being all, sappy and mushy, we should just be having a party, an amazing party.
Oh. And I just realized something else today.
Yeah.
Generally, we'll be on the 14th, right?
Yes.
And that is also your 6-month anniversary on the show.
6 days. Is what?
That's also your 6-month anniversary on the show.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. She's going to be my 6-month show. That's awesome.
I just realized that today.
My 5-month show is just a recap show.
I was going to text you, but I forgot. I'd save it and surprise you with it on air.
Now I'm going to tweet home girl and tell her. Do not do it before me. I will be pissed at you. Just so you know.
I won't do it.
I feel like when we're having these shows, once we get to the home stretch, we're just having a phone conversation.
Pretty much.
None of this is actually relevant to life.
Once we're off the live stream, we're just BSing
it
up.
And God bless you if you're still, listening, because,
exactly.
We love you.
But, anyway.
It's really humid. It's humid as hell in Tennessee. If anyone lives here, you feel me, right? It's hot.
Yes, we do. It's pretty humid up here.
It's it's only about 2 degrees colder than hell here, so. I stole that from Nancy Lee Graham. I can't take credit for that, as funny as it was. Okay, Nancy posted on her Facebook the reason that she wasn't sharing pictures from her event is because in that room it was only about 2 degrees colder than hell, and she looked like she'd been drowned and resuscitated. And I wanted
that's
to, like,
hilarious.
Take credit for that, but I couldn't because it was, Nancy's joke.
Dang.
People know it was Nancy's
that's
joke.
That is so funny.
It is so true. You live in Tennessee. You know what it's like.
Exactly. But
Middle Tennessee proms.
And this does bring up something else. In a little under a month.
I know.
The first week of September, I will be handing over the show to M for about 8 days. So.
Jesus, what's good? Hey, everybody. Hold on tight. Put your helmet on. It's going to be an interesting ride. Also, on September 15th, it is my birthday, and we're having an on-air birthday party. And
yes, it is.
God only knows what Cody will whip up for that one. So,
if I wasn't on vacation on my birthday,
we'd be having a party for him. I'd be
on-air party for me if I wasn't on vacation. But anyway.
But he is. Also, guys,
I'll be at a ball game that night.
It's almost football time, guys.
Yes, it is.
Like,
2 weeks.
It's almost SEC.
Two weeks.
Isn't Saturday the first preseason NFL game? Tomorrow? Yeah. You put it on Facebook last weekend. You said this is the last Saturday
the
without a football game.
Well, the NFL preseason kicked off last weekend, but the Titans preseason kicks off this weekend.
Ew, I don't care about the Titans. Titans suck. No offense. let's see. In the SEC football, that's what y'all really care about, Tennessee people. When
that's
does
in
that
2 weeks.
Start?
That's August 30th,
War Eagles, go Tigers. If you say go Vols, I'll cut you. Like, when I see you, you're getting... When I see you, I'm going to have a knife.
The only reason I'm keeping my mouth shut on that one is because
the
vol was stuck.
That's why.
The vol
was
stuck in
recent
history.
That's why he keeps his mouth shut. Because I can tell him his team sucks. He's like, yeah, I know. Like, it's that bad.
In recent history, they have really sucked, to be honest with you. So
I know. That's why I'm like, whenever I say that to you, you're like, I know. Like, I can't even insult you because you're like, I know they suck. Like,
I know they suck. So there you
they
go.
They do. War Eagle and go really 49ers. Everybody tweet at me. Tell me who your NFL team is because Tony likes the Titans, and I think that's a sin.
I will say this, though. The Vols did bring in, like, a top 10 recruiting class this year, so that'll be interesting to see what happens.
That's great for them. I'm still not going to root for them, buddy. Sorry.
Well,
I bleed navy blue and orange. I'm an Auburn girl. And my new high school wears navy and orange, so it's a win-win.
Wait, right. I will be in it when college football season starts because I have a friend who is a Georgia fan, and you are a Auburn fan.
Uh-huh. And Megan's a Bama fan.
Your sister's a Bama fan.
That's the real sin. I felt like
I'll be
I was
in it this
Walmart
year.
Yesterday. Now that I'm in volunteer country, I walked in the section where the backpacks were, and it was all orange. I was like, I'm going to spontaneously combust. I'm going to just burst into flames.
Well,
it's just like everybody here is wearing Vols. It's like painful for me.
But it'll be a painful year for me, I have to say.
It's always a painful year as a volunteer, Sam.
I'm not going to say a word.
Well, that's true, though. Like, you got to admit, like, it's painful when you're a volunteer, Sam, because they suck. Like, it's
ever
not
since
me just being rude. They just suck.
I will admit this. Ever since 1998.
Dude, that's like 20 years.
Yeah, I know. When they won the national championship and when they won the national championship in 98, they've pretty much sucked every year since then.
They probably forgot what a national championship is like now.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt that.
Dude, you can't just say in recent history. It's been like 20 years. Come on, give it up, buddy.
This is true.
But,
this is true.
Guys, wait, who's your NFL? Oh, no, you're a Titans fan. You know, just kidding.
I'm a Titans
guys,
fan. Guys,
I'm a 49ers fan.
You know, but I'm a Titans fan at heart, but I just love the good game of football. I love that game. If I was able to have played, I would have, all through high school, if I was able to, I would have played. I know the game inside and out.
I don't care if Auburn loses every game all year as long as they win the Iron Bowl. That's how I feel about football.
Mm-hmm. I know the game inside
care.
And out. I love it. You know,
me too.
I was actually a coach for my college flag football team. I was actually a coach, so.
I like flag football. I don't like physical activity. Like, it's dirty.
I think we better.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Better in this silliness right now, because we've only got.
Let's just stop before we start cussing each other.
Got like a minute left, so I think we better
end
this silliness now.
I'll chat with you later.
All right, love you, Em.
Love you, too. Bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little G8 recap, which honestly wasn't much of a G8 recap. tomorrow we have a singer-songwriter, Lauren Dene. I'm working on something for Tuesday. And Thursday we have my lovely and talented friend, Miss Jen Lilly, with us. I think that'll do it for the announcement today. So with that, I think I'm going to end the show right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.